Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Know his excellency of speech for my power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
What a glorious gift, we recognize it. What a marvelous gift, we do not deserve it. Our work has not earned it, but you have blessed us with your life. You have blessed us with yourself. Thank you for what you have done. We realize our limitations and our weaknesses, and we ask, O God of glory, that you will take preeminence. Glorify the name of your Son. Let your word become helps unto us. Let it bring healing. Let it bring deliverance. Let it set the captive free. Let it make us whole. Let it bring succor to our life. Let it become the hope in which we live. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I count it a great privilege to stand here to bring the word to the saints. And I appreciate Pastor and his wife for this opportunity. I also want to appreciate all our pastors for collaborating with this man. Praise God. And God is our reward. And I know that he will give us good reward in Jesus' name. I also want to thank God for choir, for your ministration, the all-string department, and everyone that has contributed one thing or the other to the growth of Power and Glory Tabernacle. The Lord will give you reward in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you give me the book of Luke chapter 18 from verse 21? Luke 18. Please, you will help me a great deal in giving me scripture this morning. Luke 18. And he said, all this. Sorry, Matthew 18. Matthew 18. From 21. Matthew 18. Yes. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Praise God. Surely this word must have come up. It was a discussion of the Lord Jesus Christ within the apostles, among the apostles. And I want to believe that Jesus Christ was misunderstood. They must have misunderstood Jesus Christ, and Peter, as you know, the kind of personality that we know about him, wanted a clarity, and he raised this matter up again, that the Lord Jesus Christ, you said the other time that when somebody offends me, or I am offended, when do you think I should respond in vengeance, or get angry, or do something to show that I am really offended? Is it 7 times? In this record of Matthew, a day was not recorded. Praise God. There wasn't any record that it was something that should be done, that when you offend me either 7 times or 470 times, you should, you know, that I should feel that I am offended and do something about it. It wasn't a day thing. But we get an import, we get an insight from the book of Luke chapter 17. Luke 11:17. Let's look at verse 1. Because it's very important for us to understand this thing. This matter came up. But the apostle must have misunderstood Christ, or they think that it is too much for me not to be offended. After somebody had offended me 490 times a day. Verse 1, please. Let's start from verse 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, sorry, is it Luke 11? Luke 17, yes. Verse 1. Then said he unto the disciple, it is impossible that offenses will come. Not even offense. It is impossible that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. Verse 2. Verse 2, please. If it were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Verse 3. Take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespasses against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. Supposing he doesn't repent. The Lord Jesus Christ did not say we should not forgive him. And he didn't say that we should forgive him. But he said something that is clear, that if he repent, forgive him. But if he doesn't repent, he's hardened. We leave that to the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Verse 5. Verse 5, please. Okay. Praise the Lord. So in other words, this issue of forgiveness or offense came up, and it was a discourse of the Lord Jesus Christ, or a doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ, which the disciple feel that it's too much for somebody to, for me to pardon someone who offended me 490, is it 490 of, 490 times a day. So, Peter or Luke took it for 7 times a day. It was Dr. Luke that gave us, you know, that he was talking about a day, not a lifetime. Praise God. It was Dr. Luke that made us to understand, because it was not recorded in the book of Matthew that we have just read, that whether it was a day, but Luke gave us, because these two scriptures, you can cross check the two, they were saying the same thing. But the Lord Jesus Christ cleared the statement and made an emphasis to them. I am not talking of 7 times. I am talking of 7 times multiplied by what? By 70 a day. I'm talking about 7 times multiplied by 70 a day. I need to talk about this because I discover by the Holy Ghost that a new season is upon the church. Praise God. God is bringing light into our heart and is calling our attention to certain things that has to do with life and godliness. And it is for our advantages. Because things that I am seeing in PGT, especially from the beginning of the year till now, have not been there before. I give you an example. It wasn't our culture to say this is our month of progress, or our month of prosperity, or our month of moving forward. Praise God. I've never seen a culture where we gather together 3 times a day with fasting and prayer to wait on God for what will happen in a month. I've never seen that in a long while. Praise God. But God is bringing light into our heart to bring our attention into this kind of doctrines and teachings and certain things that God is doing, so that we can be able to effectively partake of the power of the kingdom as we are being taught in our diatosis. It's also bringing our attention to, for us to enjoy maximally from what we call the death, the benefit of resurrection and the death of Christ. And so, the light came that what we need to do is that every month, gather the people together, let them wait on God, let them pray, and trust me for breakthroughs. Our opening message for this year is breakthrough. I won't forget in a hurry. Because we want to experience breakthrough. We want to come out of cocoon. We want to be part of breakthroughs. We want to enjoy wealth. We want to enjoy success. We want to enjoy blessing. We want to enjoy prosperity. We want to enjoy riches. We also want to come into good health. This thing does not come by accident. It doesn't come by wish. It doesn't come by thinking about it. It comes as a result of taking certain spiritual actions that will activate those things into our lives. And it is instructive for us to take note that the Holy Spirit is bringing our attention onto certain tools in which we can use to activate our faith, to believe those things, and to have them. However, we need to take note of certain limitations, certain hindrances, obstacles and barriers, things that can rescue those things from us, such that you just discover that some people come to church, some are blessed, some are not, some received, some did not receive, some prosper, some did not have prosperity, some have what we said we had, some did not have. Praise God. We have seen someone coming to give testimony of, I saw an unusual alert. Praise God. What are the techniques to this thing? What are the technology to it? Are they spiritual things? They are. It happens. We really need to work on our mind to begin to see this thing that as possible, it is possible. The Bible said that whatsoever thou believest, when you pray, thou we have them. Praise God. So in other words, why is it that our prayers, or what could make our prayers not to be answered? What could make someone to have an answered prayers and the others are not having an answer to prayers? One of them, critical among them, and most vital and important, is unforgiveness. Or forgiveness. Praise God. They are used as word opposite. One of the things that could limit your prayer, that could make you not to receive answer to prayer, is what? Is unforgiveness. So in other words, the instruction about forgiveness is what we must pay serious attention to in order to have an answer to our prayers. Praise God. Hallelujah. The year is full of expectation. I'm happy. I don't know about you. The year is full of expectation. And I'm looking at a scenario where I will come by 2021 December and a new me will emerge. Why? Because the church has steered our faith. The church has activated and shed some light into our mind that we can have these things. We can achieve those things. We can become those things. But critical weapon or tools, which I consider spiritual tools, is forgiveness. It is what? Say it loud. Let it be louder than that. So I want to look at this issue of forgiveness when we are offended. Number one, I want you to know first and foremost that offense is a family thing. Offense is what? Offense is what? Has somebody offended you in the bus and you keep it in mind for 1 week? Something is wrong with your head. Do you understand? As soon as you are getting down, idiot, dirty law, you forget about it. But when it is family, You keep it in mind because your expectation is beaten. You only expect that offense. You feel so hot. You feel so bitter. You feel so disturbed. You feel so malign. You said, I am not expecting this from him. You are offended. Offense is a family thing and it must be treated as family issue. And there are ways in which God set for us to settle these offenses in the family. And we can't go any other way apart from those ways set for us in family. Listen, the offender is not hurt when offense comes. It is the offended that feel the hurt. The offender may not even know that he has offended somebody. Do you understand this? He might justify himself that he has done what is right, but you are offended, you are feeling hurt, you are feeling bitter. You are having malice, hate in your heart. It's you that is sustaining your life. It is you that is hurting your life. The person who offended you does not know. He didn't know. Especially when it is family things. He didn't know. But even if he knows, he thinks that he has done the best alternative. He has considered the best alternative. I don't know whether you understand. I pray that God is going to give me the privilege to break it down. So that those of us that are going through hurt of true offense, you will see the reason why you should not have malice against your brother. Praise God. The book of Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5. From 23. Look at it. He said, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, if you bring your gift to the altar and remember that your brother offended you, you remember, Pastor Ogi offends me. Do you understand? And I feel so bitter about it that I'm going to abstain myself. I'm not going to greet him. I'm not going to have fellowship again with him. Unfortunately, Pastor Ogi did not know that he has offended me that badly. He's just doing his own things. And so, I now remember, as they are taking offering, that offense is not even remembering now. That offense is still going through my mind. They have said that your offering is not worthy of acceptable. Praise God. So, it is you that will go back and tell the one that is an offender that you are offended. I don't understand how God runs his business. Praise God. Do you understand? Did you see that? This is the law of the spirit of life. And it's difficult for carnal man to follow it. Pride. Pride will not allow us to do it. Personality will not allow us to do it. Ego will not allow us to do it. No. Even Tabati, so hey, shame at the pastor, okay, Mojulo now. He should come. I am proud. I am naughty before God. My offering and prayer will be rejected before him. So the Lord of life demands of me to go and meet him. Ushemi. Told the shade and biminu. Praise God. I am so hot and so angry. In fact, I feel like slapping you. In fact, as I am looking at you, I am still hot. I am still angry. Praise God. That is the law of the spirit of life. Now, the problem is not with the offender. The problem is with who? With the offended. The offender does not have problem. I don't know whether you get this. He will pay his offering. Do his things. His prayer is answered. It's you. Why? Look at, continue, let's continue. He said, therefore, if thou bring thy, he said, agree with what? With thy adversary. First and foremost, the offender is seen as who? Enemy. Adversary. And until there is agreement between you and your enemy, no going forward. Many of us are stuck as a result of bitterness of offense. Many of us are not making progress as a result of unmet expectation from brothers and sisters, from family members. Praise God. Oh, when I was in school, they didn't give me food. Praise God. My uncle's wife died recently, and I called my cousin. I said, come, let's contribute money to bury this woman. You know what he said? He said, no. She offended me. I said, when? He said, in 1989. Then he reminded me of another one. He said, do you remember in 1981 when we were having a party in the compound? What he did? That he hopped the generator set of the husband. I said, you are already in hell. You are not going to hell. You are already in hell. Offense of 1981 and 89. Abba. Praise God. And he said, no, I can't. That it was still hot. That's more than 30 years. More than 30 years. So the problem is not with the offender. The problem is with the offender. Why? He's going through hate. He's going through malice. He's going through bickering. He's going through hurt. His mind cannot be concentrated. Why don't you take a step of faith and resolve issues? Praise God. Why don't you take a step of faith? No matter how hot you are. So the problem, what offense does is to cast you into prison. The Bible here is not, of course it could be physical prison, but there is prison of mind. Your mind is in prison. Your life is in prison. Your benefit and reward from God and from man is in prison. Everything about you is in prison. So you need to go home and settle your scores. You need to talk to that person who has badly offended you and resolve issues for you to make progress. If you want to partake of the benefit of resurrections, then it is imperative for you to begin to take steps. Listen, there are many of us that were raped. Many of us, when we were young, innocent. But we were raped. Some by our uncle. Some by our cousins. Some by parents. Some by father. And you made up your mind. Praise God. I have some daughters around me who are hurt about their parents. And each time I talk to them, I said, listen, you can't change your father now. Irrespective of how close we are to you, we are not your parents. I said, I can't sit for you on your wedding day as father. If you call me, I won't come. Reconcile with your dad. That's the spiritual law. It's the law of the spirit. It doesn't matter. He didn't send me to school. Who sent him to school? You are crying that he didn't send me to school. I am the one who labored for myself. Who labored for him? Did your grandfather labor for him? Why must you be offended over that? After all, you are a graduate. Why don't you get out of it? Somebody offend you in relationship. And because of that, you think that every woman is evil or every man is untrustworthy. You are already in prison. You are going through offense. You need to come out of this cocoon. You need your eyes of understanding to be open to the reality of your suffering. Because in E, you can catch hypertension. You can have hypertension. The offender is just going on his own way. Praise God. He was over offended. So if I am the one who is offended, I go back. Listen, if I can't go back, I go to God. I ask God, purge me of this offense. Purge me of this offense. This is a family. This is your son. This is your daughter. Purge me of this offense. I need to come out. I'm really hot. He always gives instruction on what to do. He always advises on what to do. Praise God. So the issue is not with the offender. The issue is with the offended. Offense is a certain weapon to send you to jail. Jail of life. Now, let me quickly show you the book of Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. There's no time. Colossians 3, 13. Now, look at it. He said, forbearing what? The word forbearing talks about suffering for one another. It's enduring. Enduring. Coming into alignment with the fact that just like this man has his own weakness, I am also a man of weakness. He has manifested in his own weakness, and I am also going to manifest in my own weakness against him tomorrow. So the issue, the instruction is forbearing one another. Give reason why you are offended. Give reason. Just excuse him. That's forbearing. Give reason. The word forbearing talks about suffering. Go easy, lads, you suffer. Suffering that the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about or Paul is preaching about is not lack of money. It's to stay put even in the midst of affliction. To stay on in the midst of oppression and forbear it. I think it was Sister Ogie that was talking about doing things for Christ's sake. I don't have reward for it from man. I don't have reward. Not even thank you. Do you understand? And many of us, we just look at it, see, I've been in nursing department. They cannot even say thank you. How many times have they come to my house and greet me? Pay well done, no more already. You are not born again. Your life is still miserable. You are still living in your past, hurt. You are still living in malice. Praise God. What about your friend? I am the only one who has always been going to him. He has never been to my house since we've been friends. You have malice in your heart. Praise God. Give reason why he hasn't come. Give reason why he has not come. That man is a busy man. I know he has me in mind. I know he's still my friend. Do you understand? But when you allow this thing to bother you, man, if you can't go, you call. Praise God. All these things are there. So it is important and imperative, especially in this family. In our family, Christianity is a family. We must try as much as possible to make sure that we forbear offense. If you can't, listen. You can't stay with a woman if you cannot bear offense. And a woman cannot stay with a man if she cannot forbear offense. Do you understand? Men are very hurtful. Women are also supernaturally hurtful. Hallelujah. And you can imagine somebody asking me, what do you want to eat? I'm always offended with that word. I expect you to know what. We've lived together for years. I expect you to know. I expect you to know what I want to eat. I say, okay, even it will be better if you come with a good alternative. Oh, do I make pandedian for you this afternoon? I say, okay, pandedian, that sounds good. Do you understand? Yes, but not that, what do you want to eat? I can't think of what I want to eat. No, that's the truth, I can't. And so I'm always very offended when my wife comes and says, What do you want to eat? I said, you request a whole year. Hey, Joe, I don't have time. I will just walk into the room. Because kid Bofema Ronu pay. If you ask me that, what can I make? Look at my choices, my best, and present one. Do I make Amala for you? Is it my man you prefer today? You are in the spirit. You are giving me a need. Praise God. I am the one who is offended. He has done the right thing. That Kilo Shemai. To ask, what do you want to eat? Is he a sin? It's not a sin. But you can see how men can be offensive, can be offended. So if you can't endure that, you won't stay in church. Because it starts from there. You can't marry. Little things. Praise God. Yesterday when I saw his message that I am directed that all should come to church by 3:30. I said, they should have given us enough time to plan for this. I was offended. That 3:30 again, and I will be in church. But I know he doesn't know that somebody is offended. He has done his own work. I just say, well, the message is greater than the messenger. He was only delivering the message to me. I shouldn't be angry with him or be offended. And it was at that period that my wife was talking to his wife. I used that opportunity to erase the offense. I said, let me talk to the wife. Praise God. God provides avenues for us to resolve issues. Time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I have discovered that many of us are very hypocritical about forgiveness in the church. Hello? Many of us are what? Hypocritical about forgiveness in the church. I've forgiven him, but I won't have anything to do with it. You have not forgiven. That's not forgiveness. I discovered that God gave us a pattern of forgiveness. The book of Genesis chapter 50. This will amaze you. How often God forgave Pharaoh for his hardness. Genesis 50. Verse 17. Okay. Let's take it from... I mean, this is the story of Joseph. He said, so shall ye say unto Joseph. So shall you say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespasses of thy brethren and their sins. And they committed great sin against that boy. Abba, omo yameji, omo yakono, omo yomo baba. You can imagine. How many of you have separated from your sibling? From your half-brothers, half-sisters? This is the case of half-brothers. This is the case of half-brothers. He said, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of thy servant, of the God, of thy father, of the servant of the God of thy father. What did Joseph do? Joseph wept. Am I going to forgive this? Am I going to let this go like that? And he began to weep. And through that weeping, he was healed. And he brought them in. Praise God. This is the pattern of forgiveness. You can imagine, you live with your half-brother. And your half-brother sold you into slavery. Or they throw you into pits. And they were about to cover you. You know you are hearing them. Cover him with dust. We will tell his father that lion has killed him. And you are hearing. We have to be honest. It was difficult for Joseph to do it. But the God of his father was the striking point that made him to make up his mind to forgive. Praise God. He said, the God of thy father, he knows the God of Jacob. The God that forgives sins and trespasses. He has had that. Praise God. He has had that. And said, so if I cannot forgive these people, I won't move forward. And so he forgave them and brought them in. He did not only forgive them. He said, please, come from desert. Praise God. Come from desert. Come to the place filled with milk and honey. And he gave them the fattest land in Egypt. In other words, forgiveness is not hypocritical. It's not about I have forgiven, but I'm not going to have relationship with him again. You are carnal. You are not operating by the law of life. All I owe him is a car up. And you walk away. Good afternoon. And you walk away. You are still hot. Praise God. Listen, there are many of us that are going through this hurt. As a result of disappointment, you are malign, you are belied, you are hurt. A lot of things is going through your mind. The way out for you to emerge victorious in 2021 is forgiveness. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, we must not be hypocritical about forgiveness. We must be straightforward. Do it the way Joseph did it. Now, basically, you are offended when you are unfairly treated. True or false? When you perceive that you are unfairly treated, they didn't put you in your own position. Or they take advantage of you. Many of us are good, are kind, but people take advantage of your kindness. And so because of that, you are really offended and malign that, I'm not going to be kind to people again. Praise God. I was talking to my teacher. I said, you have had enough. I'm not going to show any of you kindness again. And somebody just opened her eyes wide. I'm sure what was going on in mind. See pastor talking. She didn't say it. But the way she opened, later she now said, that is an issue here. Emma, forgive one another. I said, no. You are taking me for right. You are taking me for granted. This and that and so on and so forth. Imagine somebody borrow you a money and they deducted it from the salary according to what he promised. He's offended about it. Do you understand? What's the difference between deducting me and giving you? If they give you, you won't come back, you will run away. Praise God. And I said, I'm not going to be kind to anybody again. And they said, it's not going to be. Of course, the woman who said, no, you won't do that, this and that. About 5-10 minutes later, he came to me. He said, Daddy, I have to go to school. This is holiday. Please, I need to borrow 10,000 naira plus my salary. I was so angry. And the first thing that came to my mind is that you are still offended. Because somebody, I said, go and talk to your HOS. Let her present the case to me. A clever way of, do you understand? And he went to the woman. The woman said, I can't go to Daddy now. Still angry. When I noticed that nobody was coming to me, I called her. I said, come, go and write application for her. Do you understand? Forgiveness is a deliberate thing. It is deliberate thing. Your wife offended you. I think pastor did a good work. It was on Sunday. Even myself, there was this more that was cast on me. Do you know one of the things in which I feel that I should do? When I am offended, I say I'm not going to eat. I remember pastor said that, is it not madness? And it's not as if I will go out to let her know that I won't go out, that I'm not eating. I'm not eating somewhere. Do you understand? Until she come and say, okay, am I binu? What I want to hear is Emma Binu. But when pastor brought that word, I said, but it's true. This is madness. How can I? I'm the one who give money for the food. The Miloto rejects. No, what is up? We don't have this at home. Man, go and take money in my wallet. I will say no. Because of others. Even because of our head too. So why am I? I just look at it, I said, I need to have some forgiveness. True. Praise God. So it's not you discover that it's in each, and there is a way, Pastor D, we manifest his own. We respond. There's a way. Ogi may keep quiet. He's offended. Do you understand? He may just keep quiet and behave as if he's not hearing what anybody is saying again. Do you understand? Then sometimes he explodes. My own, I will testing my mind immediately because I don't want to carry a bad back load to my house. It's still the same thing. Praise God. Let me continue. Now, Matthew 16:14. Please give me more, 5 minutes more. Matthew 16:14. Okay. Sorry. That's not what I want to say. The book of Matthew 18. Let's go from verse 21. Yes. And I will close with that scripture. Verse 21. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall I, my brother, sin against me and forgive him? Till 7 times. Continue. Jesus said unto him, I said, continue. Let's go to verse 23, where he started that parable. He said, therefore, is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. You know the story. Somebody was owing his master 10,000. Out of the servant, the master has many servants. Out of the fact that his colleague was owing him, how many talents? 1,000. Is he up to 1,000 talents? 100 talents. Praise God. He was owing 10,000. 100 talents is the tithe of his 10,000. Adi? Pence. And it's not even talent. Pence. 100 pence is little than talents. 100 pence. That man is wicked. That is your story. Every one of us. That is our story. Unforgiveness. That is the story of our lives. We have owed so much. We are indebted so much. Many of us have committed murder. Many of us have done heinous sin. Many of us have killed with our mouth. Many of us have stolen. How many of us have stolen before? God bless you. Many of you are thieves. You stole from your mother's pot. Yes. I know. That's why I use the word past tense. I'm going somewhere. You have done all of this thing. You have walked in iniquities and in unrighteousness. And you are forgiven. And so that little sin that brother sinned against you, which is just 100 tenths, you can't forgive. You can't let go. You can't bear with it. You can't reconcile. Listen, the essence of forgiveness is reconciliation. Praise God. The essence of forgiveness is what? Forgiveness must end into reconciliation. You are not reconciled until you are forgiven. You weren't reconciled until what? Until you are forgiven. It is after you have been forgiven that you are reconciled to God. Why will you not say that you are not going to reconcile with that person? Because of offense. It will hinder the flow of prayers. It will hinder the result that God is likely to give unto you as a result of our efforts. Our efforts are not being utility. Miss Ogi was saying it in the morning. He said, "Is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him." One of the ways in which we diligently seek him is to seek him in forgiveness. Forgiveness is a prayer. Hello. Forgiveness is what? It's prayer. You can't pray when you have not forgiven. You know when, I told you a story of somebody who offended me in 1991, and I did not see the person until 2018. And as soon as I saw him, that offense came suddenly on me, 1991 to 2018. I never knew that I was still going too hot. And it's like I should cross over to the other road and squeeze his neck. Because I just remember, because the guy wanted to kill me. He threatened me with AK-47. He was using the butt of the gun. That was during Okaku. I won't forget. We were working together with the same man, and because he was an SSS, and I am, of course, the right-hand man of the governor, and I went to governor, he said, what? Don't you hear the news? What are you doing? On your knees. I wanted to remove my pistol. When he cocked his gun, AK-47 is powerful and stronger and travel faster and heavier than pistol. He said, drop it. The first thing he collected was my pistol. He said, on your knees, my junior, for that matter. He said, I said, on your knees. I had to quickly go on my knees. And he began to use the butt of the gun here. Guess what? He was dismissed for that offense. Yet, Pastor Bello was not satisfied. I thought I was satisfied. He was dismissed. You know, of course, the Okaku failed. And because of that, all of them was rather, in fact, he would have been assassinated. There are many of soldiers that were killed here. Because of that coup at barracks here. He would have been killed. But I just tell Odiwemi that no, let's not take it that far. Let him just go. And they dismiss it. But guess what? 30 years later, 1991, 30 years later, I saw this man. I was still angry. I was still angry as if I should take vengeance. Until the man walked to me and said, I sent my daughter to you to work in your school. I just looked at him. I said, your daughter in my school? He said, yes. He said, do you still remember me? I said, of course. Why should I forget you? And the anger, you know. I said, why should I forget you? Do you think I can forget you? He said, what again do you want? At least I was dismissed. He said, look at my life. Because of that dismissal, you are rewarded. And I was healed instantaneously. Praise God. Can you see the soul of man? Wickedness. And of course, I have to. The daughter was raising the issue. I said, no, I remember. Don't worry. He said, I know my father offended you. I said, no, he's gone. That's how offense could stay as long as it lasts. If it is not dealt with immediately. Please, we are believers. We are children of Abraham. We are sons and daughters of God. Let's deal with offense immediately it comes. Let's not walk away from offense. Let's not allow it to stay long. It will hinder our prayers. And I'm asking God for healing today. Everyone that is going through aught, I'm asking that God will heal you. Wherever you have been offended, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Wherever you have been injured, in your heart you are going through aught, you feel you should take vengeance, I'm asking the God of vengeance to rise on your behalf. That you will be cleansed and purged of that offense in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll be rescued from the clutch of death. You will come back with testimony. Your life will speak volume. It will speak the glory of God. You will manifest in God's glory, even to that person that offended you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will see the better you. He will see the glorious you. Wherever you have been rejected, that person will regret for that reject. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be celebrated. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.